You can achieve a lot in 5 minutes. You can make a sandwich, duck out for a quick coffee, or sadly, miss the tram or bus. Well, we might be able to achieve something life-changing in that time span too. Researchers say a simple 5-minute neck scan could predict a person's risk of developing dementia a full decade before symptoms emerge. They're hopeful it can become part of routine testing for cognitive decline. Professor Michael Woodward is Dementia Australia's honorary medical advisor and joins us to explain. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, good evening, Patricia.
So take me through this research. How does the scan actually work?
So what they've found is that if there's hardening of the arteries in the brain, it is reflected in the nature of the blood pressure in the neck. And that would suggest that there's an increased risk of Alzheimer's. We recognise that Alzheimer's is a disease generally associated with a build-up of a protein called amyloid plaques. But there's also changes in blood vessels. So this is a new approach to trying to be better able to predict the risk of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, later in life.
Okay, so how can a neck scan help predict that cognitive decline?
Yeah, this sort of scan is not uncommon, looking at the blood vessels in the neck. We're often doing it to look for obstructions to the blood vessels in the neck, but we can actually also read the pulse or the nature of the pulse in the neck to get an idea of the hardness of the arteries in the brain. So what we're looking at is an indirect measure of what's going on in the blood vessels, the arteries of the brain.
How many people were involved in the trial?
Oh, it was many, many thousands, about 15,000. And they showed that there was about a 50% increase of developing cognitive impairment, including dementia, in subsequent period if they had this unusual hardening of the arteries demonstrated on the scan. So it was a very well-constructed study. It was large numbers of people. There are some people who believe that most dementia is actually due to problems with blood vessels, what we might call a vascular cognitive impairment. But I think what we're seeing with this scan is an indirect effect on the blood vessels of the most common form of dementia, which is the build-up of these amyloid plaques in the brain.
So what stage is the test at? How promising are the findings?
I think we've got it validated in other populations and in other countries, etc. So whilst all these tests look promising at first, we've got more work to do. There's been recent publicity about a blood test that might help with diagnosing Alzheimer's. Again, that needs further validation. But we're certainly searching for more accurate and available tests than the ones we have at the moment. We can diagnose Alzheimer's with almost complete certainty now by certain scans such as PET scans, but they're very expensive and not freely available. So we're looking for more useful tests that will allow it to be diagnosed. When we soon, and it will be soon, develop drugs that target the processes of Alzheimer's, such as the amyloid plaque, we need to know who to give these expensive drugs to. So it's great that we've got these developments in diagnosis hand in hand with the promising therapeutic advances.
How crucial is early detection when it comes to identifying people who are at risk of developing dementia?
Look, I think actually, Patricia, we should all live our life as if we've got a high risk of dementia. Sadly, about 1 in 3 of us will develop dementia because we're living so long. I should say 1 in 3 of us will develop Alzheimer's, and many will go on to develop dementia. Alzheimer's taking quite some years before it progresses to the dementia stage. So we should all live our life as if we have that risk, and therefore we should be eating well. We should be looking after our physical health, our social health, our mental health.
So everyone should just, you know, treat it like it's going to happen. So you're saying think in that way, you know, to preempt all of this. But what ways do we then change our behaviour? Yes, generally more healthy, but what else can we do?
Well, we can be specifically attentive to keeping our brain stimulated. So making sure we do, in the same way as we go to the gym or have some sort of workout at home to keep our body healthy, not just our normal everyday activity, but a specific targeted activity program, we should also think of an activity program for our brain. And there's many ways we can do that, starting with the 9-letter words and the Sudokus and the crosswords, but try something that's a bit more challenging, something that we're not feeling completely comfortable with, learning a new language or learning a musical instrument. These suggest ways that we can improve these are ways that we can improve our cognition, and this suggests a way we can perhaps reduce our risk of dementia. The biggest risk reduction, however, is increasing our physical exercise. We should be getting at least 150 minutes per week of moderate level exercise, or about 90 minutes per week of high level exercise.
Okay, I've done that, but I've got to learn another language. I'm just planning here. I don't mean to be selfish, just planning. So given researchers began monitoring the ultrasound results 15 years ago, how long will we have to wait before neck scans become a kind of routine testing for dementia?
Oh, look, I think if this is as promising as it looks, it'll be much quicker than that. The rate at which advances are made in medicine is increasing exponentially, almost as quickly as the memory in your computer. So I think we will soon have valid tests and accessible tests for dementia and Alzheimer's disease as one form of process that leads to dementia. I think it's very promising, but I think the biggest and the most promising aspect is that we're developing drugs that might actually slow the process. And that's why we need these tests to match that. But look, anybody who's worried about their memory should certainly speak to a health professional, including their general practitioner. And Dementia Australia are very good at providing advice about what to do and where to go next.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Professor Michael Woodward is the Dementia Australia's honorary medical advisor.